USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden doubling down on what he said Saturday that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. But he offers a clarification that it was his personal opinion and that he does not take back what he has said.
This is just stating a simple fact that this kind of behavior is totally unacceptable. Totally unacceptable.
Biden adds he was expressing personal outrage at Putin and does not expect things to escalate between the U.S. and Russia. It's officially called the Parents' Rights in Education Bill, but opponents have dubbed it the Don't Say Gay Bill. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed the bill into law. It forbids sexual orientation and gender identity from being taught in kindergarten to third grade. Despite widespread criticism of the law, DeSantis says parents have a right to a role in their child's education. Wall Street closed higher on Monday, though crude oil prices fell. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wade Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
Emergency officials in Pennsylvania say a snow squall that reduced visibility is a factor in a multi-vehicle wreck in the northeastern part of the state. Trooper David Bohm with Pennsylvania State Police says first responders in Schuylkill County are working together at the scene.
There's multiple agencies, fire companies. This is a big effort here to get all this fire out. There's no hydrants up here, so they have to bring water up here.
At least three people were killed and more than a dozen are hurt. At least 40 vehicles, including multiple tractor-trailers, are involved. The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol voted unanimously to hold former Trump advisors Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino in contempt of Congress. Both men have refused to comply with subpoenas issued by the committee. The recommendation of criminal charges now goes to the full House, where the Democratic majority will likely sign off. The major indexes on Wall Street closed higher on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Actor Will Smith is apologizing to Chris Rock for taking the Oscar stage Sunday to slap the comedian after a joke about his wife, fellow actor Jada Pinkett Smith. On Instagram, Smith said he was out of line and that his actions are, quote, not indicative of the man I want to be. Smith won the award for Best Actor for his portrayal of Richard Williams in the movie King Richard, the story based on the father of tennis stars Venus and Serena Williams. Smith also apologized to the Academy, which opened a formal inquiry, and the Williams family. For folks wondering when will American astronauts touch the lunar surface again, USA Radio's Tim Berg has an answer.
During Monday's 2022 State of NASA address from the Kennedy Space Center, Administrator Bill Nelson says your wondering days are almost over.
That day is coming soon because not long from now, right out there on pad 39B, 8.8 million pounds of thrust will propel an uncrewed Artemis 1 into the heavens.
And then Nelson said Artemis will carry a crew to the moon and onto Mars by 2040. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
An MGM-52 Lance missile and an M-752 launcher have sat outside of the old Athens High School in Alabama for decades. The News Courier reports that those items are now being given to the Alabama Veterans Museum and Archives. News anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.